study the Torah, it'll be good and honesty.
We're coming to Har Sinai. I'm sure everybody's already got Har Sinai in their focus. To this morning, Shchedesh Sivan just came now at Midbar Sinai. And we're also learning the parsha of Nozir and Soita. So Chazal already asked about smichus. We're going to add to another smichus. We want to connect. Chazal asked lo nismacha. Why is Nozir straight after Soita? And we're going to ask also lo nismacha. Why is Shavuos in this parasha? Always said before Shavuos is Bamidbar, so we're always into this. What's the Shaychus? So Chazal answer, Kolaroya Soit Bukakula Yaz Asunayai. Somebody found himself in the Beis Hamikdash. We know, of course, it was Yontif. Dafka was Yontif. Shosh Rodolim, that's when these things happened. Waited for Yontif before they did such a thing. So somebody finds himself there, and he's punked there at the time when they're giving water to the Soita to drink, and she drinks it, and she's guilty, and she dies from it. So anybody who watches that miraculous event, the question that everybody asks is, surely this person leads the East. He's seen such as Galus Hashem. Something completely supernatural has just occurred. A woman has drunk some water. It's water. It's not poison. It doesn't contain anything poisonous. Anything unhealthy or bad. It's got Shem Hashem. It's not. And she dies from it. Somebody who sees such a nurse is going to see, what? If Lois of Yisborach, the wonders of the Rebbein Shloilam, he's going to for sure be his chazak. Why does he have to be the one who's Reyes Seyfu Kuliyaz and Ayayin? So there's a very famous Yisoid, Bar Shem Tov, Rav Dessa brings it down, and it's also some rumors in the Poy, he brings it in a post, in a mission. The mission says, Kol an Goyim Onim Reyes Chutz Migatzmai. You can see all the Goyim except for your own, you can't see your own Chisoyimus. So he said it differently, but the Kol in a different place. Kol ha-negoyim adam roya chutz. All the negoyim that you see chutz outside yourself is minigatzma, it's from your problems. It's minigatzma, it's from your negoyim, because you've got that exactly that issue. You see somebody else talking in davening, it's because you talk too much in davening. You see somebody else coming late, it's because you come late too often. You see somebody else driving you mad, getting on your nose, you realize you do the same to some other people. You should always see every chesaron you see in another person. I've got it myself, maybe not exactly the same, I've got it myself. It's negatzmai. So if somebody saw the Soita b'kukula, what's his natural instinct? What a terrible person, there is Shanta! What a wicked person, how terrible. And he's his nasa, he's in his goya. He's gaivadik now, he's going to be, I'm so superior, I would never do such a thing, I never stoop to such a low level. He's misgod. So what should he do if he's misgod? So we might think, if you have a problem with pride, go to the Beis HaKvaros. Yeah? Somebody goes to the Beis HaKvaros, can he be guided afterwards? Beis Moed L'chol Choy, he's going to get very, very, might even have shiflis from it. Might have too much anova, feel too little, too small, as he goes to the Beis HaKvaros. There are other things a person can also do to bring himself down a peg or two. You can learn some Musa. Learn Musa. And then you, oh hell, learn Musa about Seif Kulod, Seif Odom, Marzit and Brochus. What should a person do? Rigs about Techto and about Mamushaf and Ben Sela. This is the Yetzirah is getting to him. Rigs about Techto. Gets angry, asks Kalei Mamisa. We have eitzes. Chazal says something different here. Chazal say, rather than actually deal with the issue, which is either, as I suggest, maybe the hisnasis, the gaiva that you see when another person has done wrong and you say, I'm not like him, I'm not like her. Or perhaps you're reminded of Inyonim Baroyas, so you say, I have to have Mu'ar Chokam, he's going to be very makrid by his taklus, he's going to go in the street with something around his eyes, he shouldn't see anything. No, we say Nazirus. Nazirus doesn't seem to have anything to do with Prishat Maroyas. What's it all about? It's a very famous Gemara Nozid Avdaldom base. You know, it seems to connect the two in a certain way. Omer Shimon HaTzadik. Everybody's heard this Gemara 25,000 times, minimum. Omer Shimon HaTzadik. Miyomai, throughout my life, lo yechalti Hashem nozitome. I never ever ate the oshom v'nozitome. Chutz modem echot. Except for one man, Shiboy Laim Radoroim, he came to me from the south of the Beis HaMikdosh, Yifei Einayim, beautiful eyes. But Toiv Roi, very good looking. Because the Sois of Stuart Leital Talim, he had magnificent hair, very long hair. Looked actually gorgeous. Amarti Lois, I said to him, Bini, my son, Marisel Shachisano Ze, what possessed you that you decided to destroy this magnificent hair? Omalisa, he said to me, Royo Yisilo Avi Bayiri. I was a royer, I was a shepherd for my father in my town, I went to get draw water from the well, from the spring, and I saw myself in my reflection in the water. Upachas Yitzri Olai, my Yitzhara jumped on me, Upikish Tadeim and Oilam wanted to destroy me from the world, and Ruchnius. Umatilois, I said to my Yitzhara, Reiko, you empty-headed thing, Mipnei Ma'atum is Goyeb Oilim Shein Shaloch, how can you be so proud about a world which doesn't even belong to you, Shasoifikli Esrim Vaseleo, eventually it's just going to be Rima Vaseleo, it's going to be eaten up by the worms, you're going to be worm food. Avoidu Shaglecha L'Shamayim, I make a shvu, I swear, that I'll cut you all off the Shamayim for heaven, Fasha. So Shimon HaTzadik says, Omadati, I stood Neshakti Ba'al Roishoi, I kissed this man on his head. Omati loy, kamoyischa yom nazirim v'Yisrael. I said to him, like you, there should be many more nazirim. In klal Yisrael, olecha akosu oime, ish ki yafli lindoy neden ozi lahazel Hashem. That's the very famous Shimon HaTzadik. So there you see there was some connection between Zerus and be perish from Aroyus. Because his pride and his appearance was tempting him to do those Averis. But how can we understand that Nazirus is actually a fantastic remedy for his Nasus, for pride? Why is it a remedy for pride? Before Kabbalah Satoira, we have to think how we got there. How did we get to the Har Sinai? How did we get there? This week we got there. Yeah, Bob Midbasir, how do we get there? So the answer is we had a long preparatory period, 210 years of Shuvah Mitzrayim, Esamakos, Kriyas Yamsuf, and then we come here. But how did we come to Mitzrayim? Coming to Mitzrayim was a consequence of two issues. Number one, Avraham Avinu, when he was told about his descendants being Yerush Eretz Yisrael, he said, "Bamoheidak Yerushena." And number two, that the Shvatim were jealous of Yosef because Yosef got the same as passing from their father. It says, "Lo'olam al Yeshana Odom leBen Ben Abonim." You should never distinguish between your children. You should never favor one child over another. Because you see, due to the little extra that Yaakov gave to Yosef, Nizgalgal Adov of Yorda Avisei Mitzrayim. What is the gam in Kinah? Pashtus, it's Chayis Emuna, Zachim of Emuna. There's a magnificent Sosha Shoyim Pei Yud Aleph. I hope everybody's learnt it. because it's like it says so clearly what jealousy is all about. He says, "Kakinu gam hi eina lechisar yidiyah v'sichlus." He says, just like kas is a chisar yidiyah v'sichlus, it's lack of intelligence. So is kina. Jealousy is just lack of intelligence, lack of knowledge. The person who is jealous gains nothing for himself. And he doesn't cause the other person he's jealous of to lose anything at all. He only loses himself. There are people who are so stupid. He doesn't call it rishus. He doesn't say it's wicked. He says it's stupid. Their sichlus, their foolishness is so great. He says, if he sees another person who has some good thing in his or her life, he has pain from it. It causes him so much pain to see another person's success that even the success he has himself doesn't give him any pleasure. On that it says, and then he says, other people aren't so jealous, they're also jealous. And then he adds, however, lu yodu v'lu yovinu, if only they would know and understand, ki ein odom noigea b'muchan achaveiroi, says nobody ever touches anything that's designated for someone else. Every single thing a person has is from Hashem, according to his Eitzah Niflo, his magnificent Eitzah. With that piece of information, the person would have no reason to get pain. For who mashiyot, and this is very negar to us, mashiyot lon hanovi al hazman osid. This is what the Novi prophesies. He testifies about the time in the future. Shilman ti etoivas Yisrael shleimo, in order for the goodness of Klal Yisrael to be complete, Yaktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohosim Ulvoveinu Hamidu HaMuguna Azois. That before Mashiach comes, the Rebbein Shem is going to uproot from our hearts this horrible midah, the midah of jealousy. Va'oz, and then Lo Yitzah Le'echod B'Toiv HaSa'acher. Then nobody will get pain from the goodness of another person. V'gam Lo Yitzah HaMatzliach LaHastir Atzmoy. It will no longer be necessary like it is today. When somebody's successful, they have to hide their success. They have to try and make sure that other people don't know how well they're doing. That's how it is today. But then, because there won't be any more jealousy, the matzliach will not have to hide the haska atzmo dvorim neakino. Who masha kosu, says in Yeshaya Yud Aleph, the sorrow kinas Ephraim with Ser Yehuda Yikareisu. Oh, Ephraim leikanes Yehuda. Hu hasholem ba'shalvo. This is absolute peace and tranquility, which at the moment is only possible for Malachim. Asher Malachi Ashori says, Shukulam smeichim ba'vigosam ishishon koimoy ve'inachim miskanam chveri klav. I had an idea. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when we said Nasim Nishma, the Rebbein Shleim said, "Mi gil lebon ayros deros shemalach hasholos mishnam shibur." That's what he's talking about. In Nasiv and Ishma, we were like Malach Hashoris. What's called Malach Hashoris? Malach Hashoris who have shalom and shalvon. Why? Because at the time Nasiv and Ishma, we said we had vayichon, we had oneness. So since we had oneness at the time Nasiv and Ishma, we were completely united, completely together. And nobody was bothered by another person. That was like Malachi Ashoris. That's like, so the whole b'chin of Har Sinai is b'chin of Lost Lovoy. Har Sinai is like, well, Shavuos is like the way things are going to be one day. Shavuos is how things are going to be eventually. It'll be like Shavuos, where there's no jealousy. But it's like Malachi Shoyes. So it seems clear in this Shon, the tikkun of Geula is removal of jealousy. So before Matan Torah, we said, it says, Vayechan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. The Beis HaMikdash was also like that. Where do we see it in the Beis HaMikdash? Because in the Beis HaMikdash it says that Oindim Tzvufim Mishtachim Avochim. So in that nest, we see the same Bechina, the same Yisoid, which is nobody was bothered by anyone else. Nobody was on anyone else's turf. No one else is, nobody is on anybody else's territory. Oindim Tzvufim Mishtachim Avochim. There's no... He doesn't bother him. He's not bothered by him. He's Mishtachim Avochim. There's plenty of space. There's room for everybody. You know, they say when there's room in the heart, in the house, in the heart, there's room in the house, in the home. It's not always true, because it limits the size of the home. But the Yisoid, this is true, that Oindim Tzvufim Mishtachim Avochim, if there's Mishtachim, if there's Bitl, if there's Achno, then Avochim. So Beis Mikdash is, as the Ramban says, the Hemshech Maim Har Sinai. Maim Har Sinai is Vayichan, and that's Bechinas Malach HaShoris. So before Shavuos comes, we learn Parshas Noso. What do we see over here? We see in this Parsha the Bitl Midas HaGaiva. That when somebody is Roya Soita B'Kulkulo, and he feels tremendous, his Nasa, tremendous Gaiva, I'm good, she's bad, at that moment, you have the Toitzah of Shiva Mitzrayim. The Roya Soita B'Kulkulo is like the Shiva Mitzrayim. Shiva Mitzrayim comes from what? Shiva Mitzrayim comes from the Kinner of Achi Yosef, like the Zohar Kodesh says. Because Mechias Yosef is a Sibah of Golos Mitzrayim. The Gemara says it's from Abam Ba'idah. So when we look at a tikkun for that, we have the following amazing idea. What should somebody do if they're struggling with jealousy, they're struggling with his nasus? What should somebody do if they're struggling with the whole middah of superiority? The answer is, become superior. You've got to become superior. You've got to become a nozir. Become a nozir, and though you're just really an ordinary, regular person, for 30 days, you can become like the Kohen Gadol. And that will save you from all the nichshol which you would otherwise be trapped with. The person is saved from the gaiva through the gaiva. He's saved from his nasus by recognizing that the insecurity which is demonstrated in pride can only be properly dealt with and properly attacked and rectified through one thing, through appreciating the goodness that you really possess, appreciating the greatness that is there b'koyach and not yet b'poil. So that nozir, who Shimon HaTzadik kissed on his head, he recognized the bikash lorein min ha'olam because of his pride, and then he says, hold on a second, I can be a nozir. We want to go back to Sinai. So we want to go back to the anovo of Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. That's not bitl ma'ilas atzmoi. It's the opposite. The Torah says, v'havto l'reicha kamoicha. What's it saying? How have you got the ability to love another person? You don't have it. Not unless you love yourself first. If you love yourself first, you're able to love others. So the only way to really tackle gaiva, which of course we say is the ma'akef ta'achdus, is to see maile in yourself and to see maile in others. And the more you're able to see maile in yourself, the more you're able to see maile in others. Just like we've said over this word, I'll say it too, that when you see an avera taking place, you should always say, I have a bit of that begun myself. Perhaps we can suggest Dei Chidush. The same applies to Milas. when you see another person doing something very special, kino is very good. Tell yourself, I can be the same as that person. The Rabbeinu Shem especially mesaves asivas that you came to watch another person doing a certain mitzvah to teach you, you've got that within you too. You also have that potential. You also have that maila. So vayichan shom Yisroel neged ahor, where there's no separation in Klal Yisroel, where Klal Yisroel is one, comes from each person seeing the mile in the other person. Rosh Hashivcha layom asher roi chesed muz biyomov was zakdoma perhaps to this madriga, because in the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf, we saw that regardless of your background, regardless of your yichus, regardless of your parents, the Gilui Hashem of Zeh Keli Vanvei was so enormous and so powerful that it even created in the weakest person an ability to say Zeh Keli Vanvei. So what brought about that Gilui of Zeh Keli Vanvei, that clarity in each person's heart that everyone can see greatness? Aroina Shul Yosef. What caused the Yamsuf to split? Seeing Aroina Shul Yosef. Seeing, we know Rekav Atzomo Iskino, and his bones are not rotting. The bones are solid. Yosef says to his children, Alisim Asimotim Zeitchem, when you go out, take my bones with. Not only were Yosef's bones taken with, so were the bones of all the Shvatim. Because now none of them had any kinna. The Raya is Rekav Atzomo's kinna. When Atzomo's are affected by jealousy, they rot. These bones never rotted. They were solid. So that could create a Kriyas Yamsuf. So that means that the experience of Shivud Mitzrayim, which was Toitzor, Vayikanu Boyecho, because Yosef got the Ksenes Pasim, that's now been sorted out. Because now there's a clarity to see Mailas Atzmoy, to see your own Maila. So we were able then to be like Malachi Ashoris, like Sister Shrom says, who are the only ones who have total Shalom Meshalvo. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shem exclaims, Migil Avoneros Eros Shemalach HaShoros Shemstam Shemboi, because saying Nasev Nishma is an indication that we have zero nervousness, zero fear, no worry at all that the Rebbeinu Shem is demanding something of us which is beyond our level, because we recognize our level. We recognize our greatness. What should stop you from saying Nasev Nishma? Very simply say, it's above us, it's higher than us, it's too high. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shem is going to ask us to do mitzvahs which are beyond our capacity. But now that their self-esteem has been raised, now that Klal Yisroel has gone right up to the complete bittul of kinna, they saw that the Bali Yamsuf, even the Shivcho al Hayam, is able to say, Zeh Keli Vanveihu. Now they can have the Rosh Shemalach HaShoras Mishtam Shemboi. That's perhaps what we have to work on. But before Matan Torah, we look back at those two issues which caused us to have to go through the process of Tikkun. The Bamoeda was a Chesor Nemuna. What's a Chesor Nemuna, Bamoeda Kirshana? Again, Avraham Avinu is Mesupuk. Will the Doiris be great enough to get Eretz Yisrael? Are they great enough? And the Rebbeinu Shem shows through the experience of Shiv Mitzrayim that yes, we are great enough. That every single Yid has inside their halves such a connection to Ruchnius, such a connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, such a cheshek to want to be greater, that everyone can come to the schus to hear the Kol Hashem Lo Yich Hashem Lo Kecho. This fits in with a beautiful medrash which we see on Akedas Yitzchak. It says in Akedas Yitzchak, that ayil sheshechted at Akedas Yitzchak, one of the shofars of that ayil was used at Har Sinai. And the other one is for Mashiach. Those are the two shofars, as it says in the medrash. So now you understand, what's the shofar of Akedas Yitzchak? Because Akedas Yitzchak was the complete Hizbatlus to Rabbeinu Shloimeh. And every single Yitz got a Shaychus Akedas Yitzchak. And from that we were Zoycha then to the clarity of hearing Onoi Hashem Lekech at Har Sinai. And from that we were Zoycha Le'osid Lovoi, when, as Sister Sharon quotes the Pasuk, that all the kinu will be gone. There'll be no more jealousy at all. There'll be no more jealousy once the Gula comes. That's the Ephraim. There won't be anything. The Sorakim is Ephraim. It's Yehuda Yikareis and Yishai Yud Aleph. The Sholem and the Shalv, which are Nishach Malach HaShores, they're Shaykh to Moshe Mashiach. Because that Shofar of Har Sinai was together with that Shofar of Mashiach. Because they're both the same b'china, the b'china, not just his batlus, but recognition of your own greatness, recognition of your own ma'ila, recognition that every single person, as you see goodness in another person, say, well, he can do it, I can do it too. Not in a jealous way. The jealous way is the negative way. That's why Nazirus was a fantastic tikkun, because Nazirus was saying, you've got a problem with gaiva, become a nozir. That's going to make it even worse. Be more guy. You were gaivdik before, you've got even more gaivdik now. No. The guy isn't it. It's, the mistake is only thinking that somehow the other person's lower than you. We're taking from the zeros that everyone can be a Nazi. You know, we have a hierarchy in Klal Yisrael, in Kohenim, Levim, Yisraelim. And yet, every single person could be a Kohen Gadol. Much higher than a Kohen. Kohenim aren't like Kohen Gedolim. The Kohen Gadol is not Matama even for his craving. The Altman from Kellen has a phenomenal Kiddush over here. I just want to finish with it, probably for some people it's quite new. What's it mean? A Kohen's not Matama the mess. What's a mess? Why is he Tommy? Why on earth is a mess Tommy? Mess shouldn't be Tommy. He's done nothing wrong. He just died. Why is he Tommy? So the Alter von Kelm Moedig. He says, every single chet is matamaid. But the Rebbe Yishon says, I'm not letting the tumma come to you because you can still do tshuva. So the kolzman, a person's alive, none of the tumma of his chatoim affects him at all. He remains toim. The moment that he dies, the tumma from all his chatoim comes to him because there's no tikvas tshuva anymore. There's no hope for tshuva. So he says, that's why Reb Chaim Cohen said, if I would have been present at the Ptir of Rabbeinu Tam, I would have been the Tama for him. Why? Because he didn't have Averis. He didn't have Averis, there's no Tumah, there wouldn't be any Tumah's mess, there'd be no problem with it. So we see that there, it's also very, very encouraging. You say, it's Arishas, etc. A tremendous encouragement to know. The Bein Shem says about everybody, there's always tikvas and tshuva, there's always a hope while he's alive of the tshuva, and therefore no chatoim he ever does can be matam him. It's only when he dies all the tumma comes in, but until then not. There's always the hope of tikkun. And Har Sinai was our greatest tikkun, shuas, the greatest tikkun for us. We say tikkun del shuas, tikkun. Shuas is the biggest tikkun that we have opportunity to hear Kol Hashem, to hear the Nech Hashem Lekecho. Through that, Taka Neki Yitzhara Melib, and we should be Zoycha this year also, Shavuos, Yitzhara Shineka, and we hear Kol Hashem, Shavuos this week. Awesome.